This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, it does not matter. What matters is who the hell's taking a listen to what's going on. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, that's for sure. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration in Radio Big is always a combination of things to talk about as we do get to hang out and talk and do and groove. Anyways, if you're kind of new here to what we do, let's talk about it. We are a show that focuses on safety in the news, news and safety. Kind of what we do. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They broadcast their ass away in regards of what's going on. We'll tell you a versionality of a main story and then get you out of here. Outside of that, it's kind of a simple process. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving. That's callinradio.com. We'll get you over here, move, groove, and all that other fun stuff. That's all you have to do. So there you go. Call in radio. We'll get you here. So with that being said, text messaging, audio messaging, and video messaging. Those are the three options once you get to that side of the woods. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this real quick? Why don't we start talking about right away about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the trend? Because I think you're going to want to know a little bit about that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, let's take a look on what's on tap for today. Another attempt to free the ship responsible for the Baltimore Bridge collapse, and Saturday's Preakness Dashes tops the Triple Crown winner of the 2024. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Also, a damning video of Sean Combs comes out. And Cher turned 78. More about that as we get into show business. Also, Goodfellas. Yes, Goodfellas gets a warning, and Harry Potter baking series lands in the Food Network. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls, and also a totally unnecessary scandal that has Dogs of the Sussex again. So we'll talk about that. And then what else? What else? What else? We'll get a little Royale. Because we never mean to be royal, that is for sure. Anyway, so with that being said, why don't we bring in our colleagues that do the stuff that we do and tell you a little bit about what the hell's going on with some feature story news, because I think that that's going to be important. So why don't we go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi has been found dead at the site of a helicopter crash. Rescuers have also found the bodies of Iran's foreign minister and a number of officials in a mountainous region. The helicopter crashed in heavy fog in the north of the country. Vahid Beheshti, an Iranian-British human rights activist, claims it's a crisis for the regime.
First of all, from replacing Raisi and from holding election to elect a new president. But from the other side, what the consequences? The regime, it's in its weakest position, I would say, since 1979. They lost their legitimacy.
The leaders of Japan, South Korea and China are planning to address economic cooperation and the spread of infectious diseases when they meet this month, according to Japanese officials. The first trilateral leaders' summit in 5 years is set to take place in Seoul on May the 26th and 27th. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
The meeting is set to focus on six key areas: person-to-person exchanges, science and technology, sustainable development, public health, economic trade and cooperation, and peace and security. As it's the first meeting since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, they're also expected to confirm cooperation in preparing for future pandemics and sharing of information. Another issue will be whether the three countries can agree on North Korea's nuclear weapons progress, as China has vetoed further sanctions on the DPRK at the UN Security Council since 2022. They're also likely to agree on expediting free and fair trade and investment, according to Japanese government officials. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
Polling's open for the fifth phase of general elections in India, with the world's largest democratic exercise now into its final stages. On the ballot today is main opposition Congress Party leader Rahul Gandhi, who's contesting the family bastion of Rai Bareilly. Ishan Gurg reports from that constituency.
The decision for him to contest from this seat was taken at the very last minute, and some analysts said that that showed that the party was slightly jittery about his possibility of winning this seat, which has for decades been held by the Congress Party. His mother, Sonia Gandhi, who is the matriarch of the party, currently holds this seat, and she's been campaigning in this constituency for the past couple of weeks. She's spoken to the people of Rai Bareilly in a rally and said that Rahul Gandhi should be adopted by them, and they should treat him with love and care as they have treated her and elect him once again.
The DRC says it's taken control after a coup attempt in Kinshasa. An army spokesperson says foreign and Congolese fighters were detained after an attack on Sunday. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at what happens next in Iran following the crash of a helicopter carrying President Ibrahim Raisi. Who was he and what happens to fill the power vacuum? Vahid Beheshti is an Iranian-born journalist, dissident and human rights activist who is deeply critical of Iran's theocratic regime.
His nickname is the Butcher of Tehran. He is one of the main figures who was involved in the genocide of 1988, which they executed over 30,000 political prisoners. Contrary to the statement of the Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Iranian regime, which he says, do not worry, there is not going to be any disruption. This is a very big crisis for the regime. He is one of the closest person to Ali Khamenei when it comes to ideology, invested a lot rigging the previous election in order to bring the race out of the ballot box. So replacing Raisi for Ali Khamenei is very hard.
President Raisi adopted a hardline stance during last year's mass demonstrations across Iran after the death in custody of 23-year-old Mahsa Amini. She was arrested for failing to wear her hijab correctly. At least 550 people were killed as the regime sought to keep hold on power. The weekend helicopter crash takes the country further into uncertain territory. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi has been found dead at the site of a helicopter crash. Japan, South Korea and China are planning to address economic cooperation and the spread of infectious diseases when they meet this month, according to officials. Polling's open for the fifth phase of general elections in India, and the DRC says it's taken control after a coup attempt in Kinshasa. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes in a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
We
are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Oh, yes, lovely Monday. That's kind of how it goes. So let's get into the world of the shit list, because I think that it's going to be time for us to talk a little bit about what the hell is going on inside of the worldo, you know, worldo, you know, that, you know, the thing that we live in, you know, that thing. Yeah. So if you were ever wondered how Red Lobster could possibly make money on its endless seafood promotion, it turns out, well, they didn't. Last summer, the seafood restaurant chain added endless shrimp offering the menu permanently as a draw to new customers for $20. Customers got all the shrimp that they wanted to eat, and eat they did. The first 3 months of the promotion racked up $11 million in losses. Company's brass says it underestimated how many people would take advantage of the promotion. Instead of working as the loss leader to drive new sales, the next quarter the company lost $12.5 million. The Thai Union, the chain principal owner, is now looking to sell off the stake at $500 million in loss. The company suddenly announced dozens of restaurant closures last week. This is according to Daily Mail. Yeah, probably anything that has an endless promotion, like an endless all-you-can-eat shit. Well, I don't know if you want to eat shit, but, you know, something that says all-you-can-eat and it's endless, it is a loss leader there. I mean, it's probably not the most practical business model, unless that's going to be the most expensive item you have. And then you give people other options. So I don't know. There you go. I mean, and it was just out of the blue. Now, if you kind of look a little bit more into that story, you'll find out that a lot of their stuff, of the restaurants that closed, is being auctioned off. But they didn't tell the people until the day before, or the day of, that they were no longer employed. And then the auction occurred the following day, or it started saying that it was available on auction. So it's kind of like they knew. You know what I'm saying? That whole bad sector, instead of telling your people what the hell was going on, the day after Mother's Day, you go, peace out. So there you go. Anyways, the Dali, yeah, the ship that impacted and destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, you know, the one that occurred in late March, will return to the port today if all goes as planned. Last week, the crews used targeted explosives to separate the ship from the piece of the bridge that were impacted. High tide is expected early this morning, so worth noting the two dozen some crew members that have remained on the ship the entire time. Reps from the company employs the crew said they'll remain on the ship. At this point, their work visas have expired, leaving them in limbo on how to proceed. This is according to CNN. So their work visas are now questionable. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. So, like, hey, we had, like, this catastrophic event that occurred. Can we get some leeway here? I mean, I'm just asking. There you go.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. A New Jersey woman alleges that Bally's in the Atlantic City is refusing to pay out the seven-figure slot machine prize that she won at the end of February. Renee Bill says that she spent hundreds on Wheel of Fortune-themed slot machine before it indicated that she won $1.2 million jackpot and a multiplier. But when the casino staff came up, one reportedly told her, "Lady, get it in your head. You won nothing," claiming the machine had malfunctioned. Staff opened and changed the setting on the machine before anyone had the chance to investigate the situation. Now, Beal has lawyered up and is seeking the full payout to be enforced by the New Jersey Gaming Enforcement. This is according to ABC News 6. So think about that. All of a sudden, you believe that you won $1.2 million jackpot and a multiplier. I wonder what the multiplier was. And all of a sudden, they say, "Peace out." Like, I was watching one a few days ago where the lady had hit the jackpot. They told her the machine had malfunctioned and they would give her a free steak dinner. Yeah, free steak dinner. Could you imagine this? All of a sudden you win in this and all of a sudden they're telling you peace out. I don't know. Probably lose it. So there you go. Anyways, seize the gray one on the 149th Preakness Stakes on Saturday, crushing the Kentucky Derby winner Dan's Hopes on the Triple Crown. With the win, 88-year-old trainer D. Wayne Lucas became the oldest to win the Preakness, also the seventh win, making him one of the victory away from tying fellow trainer Bob Ferret's record. Is this important? The final chapter of the Triple Crown is the Belchmore Stakes that will take place at Saratoga Racecourse on June the 8th. I know what I won't be doing on June the 8th. For the record, the last Triple Crown winner was Justify in 2018. This is according to the New York Post. This seems like a lot of research or something that I don't really care about. Like, do you watch horse races? I mean, I'm not that bored in my life that I need to watch horse racing or dog racing or NASCAR or Daytona. Okay, I mean, I know that's going to be a little bit too much for some. But yeah, I mean, think about it. If anything, I don't love baseball, but I was told recently that I should look into Savannah Banana. If you have not looked up what Savannah Banana is and you do like baseball, which unlike me, I do not like baseball, you might even like Savannah Banana, because I thought it was pretty interesting. At least the concept was. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. The city of Kyle, Texas hosted an event on Saturday to break the world record for the most people who share the name of the city gathered in one place, but came up short. You ready for this? By the end, 706 Kyle showed up in Kyle, Texas, falling well short of the 2,325 Ivans who got together in Ivan, Bosnia in 2017 to set the record. Government data shows that Kyle is far less common than Ivan in America. Anyways, in 2023, Ivan ranked 153rd most popular name. Kyle came in at 416th. That seems like a lot to focus on. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Actor Dabney Coleman has died. He passed away on Thursday at his home in Santa Monica. No cause of death was shared. Coleman is best known for his roles in 9 to 5, Tootsie, Boardwalk Empire, and Yellowstone. He was 92 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. No doubt at all. Take a listen to this. Weekend box office coming in. So let's take a listen to what occurred. At number 10 was Unsung Hero, falling from number 6 to number 10 with $1 million. The Blue Angels came in at number 9 with $1.3 million. Godzilla vs. Kong, The New Empire, fell from number 5 to number 8 with $1.7 million. And number 7 was Tarot, down from number 4 to number 7 with $2 million. And number 6 was Back to Black, what, $2.8 million. Isn't that the Amy Winehouse one? I think that's the Amy Winehouse story. Number 5, Challengers, down from number 3 to number 5 with $2.9 million. Coming in from number 2 to number 4, The Fall Guy. I guess living up to your name, $8.4 million. The Strangers Chapter 1 came in at number 3 with $12 million. Then falling from number 1 to number 2, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes with $26 million. And the new number 1 spot, this might be interesting to some people, is the new Ryan Gosling movie called If, with $35 million. $35 million. $8. So there you go. That one's called If. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about by the numbers real quick. The Dow increased by 134 points. Yeah, it closed at 40,003 on Friday. A record high close. The S&P added 6 points to close at 5,303. And the NASDAQ lost 12 points to close at 16,685. West Texas Intermediate closed at $80 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $84 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.59 on Sunday, and Bitcoin was slightly up over the weekend, trading right around at $66,770. There were more than 4,960 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and with about, let's see, give or take 75 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $421 million jackpot or $195.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, tonight's Powerball drawing will be for, or tonight? Yeah, okay, hold on. So Tuesday night's Mega Million, and tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $88 million, $41.4 million cash payout. The Mega Million drawings, which is tomorrow, will be for $421 million. So there you go. There you go. So take a listen to this real quick. So if you've been hanging out, there's been a lot of stuff going on with Sean Combs. Some people refer to him as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever the hell you want to call him. But recently released camera footage allegedly shows Sean Combs assaulting then ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles. According to the LA District Attorney, the rapper will not be charged with an assault because it occurred in 2016, which is beyond the timeline where a crime of assault can be prosecuted. The video backs Ventura's claims that she experienced during the 11-year on-again, off-again relationship with Combs, who she says also forced her to have sex with male prostitutes. This is according to Billboard. Combs addresses the video on Sunday, saying that he takes full responsibility for his actions, adding that it is so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. He also claims that he has sought professional help after the incident. So hold on. I mean, let's listen to that last line again. He also claims he sought professional help after the incident. So he has sought before he made the statement. He sought it directly afterwards, or something entirely different. Because if you have not seen this video, you should probably take a look at it, because it's a rough one to watch. I mean, it's rough. I don't know if we could say allege, especially if he's saying that he's taking full responsibility for it. But it is definitely a dark, dark video. Not one, it's not a happy-go-lucky scene at all. So there you go. Take a listen to this. Scottie Scheffler's charges are expected to be dropped tomorrow in arraignment after he was arrested on Friday while trying to enter the Valhalla Golf Club, where PGA champion was taking place. The number one ranked golfer was charged with second degree assault of a police officer, third degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from officers directing traffic. The first charge is a felony, and the other three are misdemeanors. Scheffler still hit the green on Friday after his release. By the way, there are no video footages of the incident that led to his arrest. So there you go. That's a weird one. So you're ranked number one in the world. You finally made it to there. Why could you not get it in the first place? Maybe that's the better question on what I want to understand.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this one, because we always have some news for you in regards to what's going on. But Alec Baldwin's defense team argued on Friday that they believe that his manslaughter case should be thrown out, arguing that the prosecution failed to make the defense witnesses available to the grand jury. Judge Mary Monroe Summers appeared to sympathize with the claim, telling prosecutor Kerry Morrissey, common sense tells me that you should have reached out ahead of time. Marlo Summers said that she will issue the ruling on the matter this week. If the indictment gets tossed, the prosecution would refile the charges for the third time. Remember, Baldwin was first charged in 2023. That was back in January, by the way. But months later, the case was dropped over questions about whether the gun worked properly. He was then recharged last fall. This is according to Variety, you know, the report. So I don't know. I look at it and go, that's a lot of stuff to think about. I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. When you start thinking about it, that you go, okay, so he was charged or attempted to be charged, then it was thrown, and then now we're back. I mean, I don't get it, but hey, I don't think that it's for me to get. I don't know. I just look at it and go, a lot of stuff there. Anyways, let's talk about Did You Know real quick. Footage of a stand-up water slide at a German water park has surfaced on social media, and some people have concerns. Video of the Sutherland surfer, the Aquamagus, shared on TikTok shows people standing upright as it flows around them and pushing them down the slide. The slide features high walls, which apparently assist the users in to remain upright. However, some commenters share the concerns over the safe ride, actually, with one writing, "I've been on one of those and I fell and it hurt so bad." Another observed said, sometimes there is a reason why nobody has done it before. So there you go. Some things to think about. That is for sure. So I don't know. I look at it and go, okay, interesting times as we are talking. I mean, do you want to see the video if you're on the video side of the house? I mean, I'm sure I can work some magic here in regards of getting some of this to you if you care that much about it. I mean, I don't know. Standing up surfer stuff. Yeah, of course we can do some stuff for you. Let's get that video up. So let's do this. This is the video of the person standing doing the water slide. It looks kind of weird. Like, this doesn't seem too exciting. That was it. That seems kind of... Okay, I mean, hey. To each their own. Everybody has to do their own thing. I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of weird. Not something that I would have probably enjoyed. But hey, there you go. Now you know what a standing water slide looks like, if you've ever wondered. And hopefully... you have not wondered, but that's something else to think about altogether. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and get back into, you know, this whole thing that we do. Let's go ahead and get into our main story. So here we go. Should we do a main? I think we should.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, main stories and hitting right buttons always kind of are important in regards of what we do. So there you go. So let's talk. You know, it's Monday, and you know that means I've had a lot of time to sit around and take a look at things. I've had a lot of time to go around and take a look at things that are important, not important, and so on. So let's talk this morning, because I think that we're having the issue that we haven't talked about in some time, but it's making that reappearance. The reappearance of the alphabet soup. You know what I'm talking about? You know, that alphabet soup thing that people do now after their name. You know, the letters that need to go across your card. The letters that need to go on your signature because of all the letters that you have that are super important that need to be listed on there. So I'm getting concerned about this because it seems like it's becoming a phenomenon again. Like, I will tell you, I was watching a professor post something a few days ago. And of course, this professor is a PhD. So he has the DR in the front of his name. He also has the PhD at the back of his name, but then he has his CSP, CH whatever, and I mean, it was so many letters in the back that it was longer than the name, and it kind of went around and wrapped. And I get confused on this. What is the sole purpose of this thing? Like, what is the sole purpose of putting all these letters out there. Yes, most people will come to you if they believe you're an expert in something. But is that the justification to put all those letters there? Like, I will tell you, and I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, no, you know, that was not the case. At one point, I thought it was important to have all those. So at one point, I had all of that stuff listed around. And then I realized, what is it that we're trying to say by having all of that? So what I decided to do was I said, let's put the ones that I think that are the most important out of everything I've done. And if somebody asks about other stuff, then we have those. Here's the thing. And this is how I kind of look at it similar. Are you familiar with anybody who does martial arts? I want you to think about it real quick. Are you familiar with anybody who does martial arts? And the reason that I ask that question is because if the person that does martial arts went around and told everybody, I have a black belt, 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 do you think that that's going to cause less issues if you were going to get into a fight? Because shit, I can tell you right now I have a black belt and I could be talking about the belt that I'm wearing. But do you understand the point? There isn't like really a main reason to go around and share with people about this. I think it's kind of a strange thing. It's just a weird thing that we do. Yes, I am aware that we want to make sure that people know about our knowledge base. But I always wonder if it's an ego-driven thing opposed to a confidence-driven thing, or what is the whole purpose of the whole thing? I know of people that have PhDs and MDs that don't even list them inside of their name or their title. So I don't know. I get to the point and I go, is there other ways for you to quote-unquote market yourself if you need to? And is putting this alphabet soup behind your name such an important aspect on the things that are needing to be done? Because if so, I would like to have a better understanding on why. Maybe that is the concern today. So what do you think about the alphabet soup game? Is it important to you? Do you not care? Do you think I have wasted your time? I mean, there's a lot of stuff to think about because, man, at the end of the day, I thought we were just trying to make the place a little bit safer, not really give you the alphabet soup.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale
form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
These days it can be hard to find and hire the right candidates for your small business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. I have to tell you, even before they ever became a sponsor here on Safety FM, we have used LinkedIn Jobs to help find the people that we have here on Safety FM. It's an easy service to use. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified candidates. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/safetyFM. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyFM to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio Big.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs, dietitian approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real Big.
I'm
Okay, there you go. A little softer tone on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, there you go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on this lovely Monday. You know, getting into the move and the groove of things. Because that's what we do. We move and we groove. Oh, yeah. So we would like to thank Guxby, yeah, for allowing us to play this one here. This one's called The 55. Available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify. Yeah, that way you can take a little eager answer, a little linger, a little dystopian future. That kind of fun stuff. So there you go. So let's get back into the move, into the groove of what's going on here on the Rated R Safety Show, because it's always a good time when we get to talk, hang out, and do all of our stuff. But let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's True Right Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, click on the far right-hand side on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, what you're going to see is buttons related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. Once you get there, if you're not finding what you're looking for, there is a way to suggest a program. There are some international resources if you're in a different country, of course, some frequently asked questions section, and scholarships. And then if you need immediate information, well, there's information to know that you're not alone and that you can text TWLOHA to 741741. That's the crisis text line. Also, crisis text line for the UK, just text SHOUT to 85258. If you need something for Ireland, text the word HOME to 50808. Or if you need the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, you can call or text 988. So that's a few options that are available for you. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Also, before I forget, let's talk about this, because this is coming up here in a few months out. But hey, we still need to be ahead of the curb, and we're talking about here. So right now, here you go, Conklin Conference Numero Tres. If you want to come and hang out September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico, we'll be hanging out with Todd Conklin, Bob Edwards, Jen Long, just to name a few. If you want to come and hang out, take a look at what the hell is going on over there. TWLOHA.com for To Write Love on Her Arms. For the stuff for Conklin, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. I don't know why the TWLOHA thing just came to my mind, but wanted to make sure that I referenced it again. But if you want to go to the Conklin Conference, safetyfm.io for more information. There you go. Happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. So there you go. So let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because we're always talking about things. Let's talk a little bit about Tech Talk. So here you go. Researchers at California Institute of Technology say that they have achieved significant results in tech advancement that basically can read people's minds. Mm-hmm. You heard me. For years, Caltech has been working to create devices to aid patients with speech and nonverbal disorders. And a new study showed that strides in brain-machine interface to read a person's thoughts and translate them into words for all to see. Signals read the brain waves that were converted into text in real time. The team wrote that it can capture neural activity associated to internal speech, words said within the mind, and no associated movement or audio output. If I ever disappear, you'll know that my wife has gotten her hands on this thing. Also, the dating app Bumble has plans for not just to help find a date, but it'll date for you. Yeah. At the tech conference, Execs Chair Whitney Wolf Heard floated the idea of AI dating concierge getting to know each other to spare people the tedious process of awkwardly sitting through those first few conversations with strangers that they'll never have any chemistry with. Aside from helping to narrow the pool of potential mates, she revealed that the app will use AI to help swiping singles, not just to improve people's flirting, but to also do the flirting for them. That's great. Do I eventually get to meet someone, or do the computers just start seeing each other? I mean, I don't know. It sounds kind of an interesting one. Tell me about her on speed, by no means whatsoever there, because that's what it sounds like. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? So let's talk about this real quick. Sometimes it's hard to believe that people were able to survive without a microwave or even in the kitchen. But have you ever wondered how the microwave zaps the nutrients right out of the food while cooking it? A recent report of the study finds that makes the point that any type of cooking, whether it's frying, boiling, or stir frying, will affect the nutrients composition in some way. This even includes cutting vegetables too much prior to boiling them. Also, the conclusion of the study said that since microwaves typically cook using lower temperatures, it requires less time to cook the food than other methods. This helps prevent excessive nutrient loss. While there are some shifts in the nutrient content enzyme status, this isn't unique to microwaves. You should also be confident that you aren't losing too much, if any, nutrient value by microwaving your food. I'm not concerned with the stuff that my family puts into the microwave that didn't have any nutritional value to begin with. That's a good question about the people who manage it without a microwave. Like, could you even make popcorn? I mean, that would be the other question to ask for sure. Seriously.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. Seriously.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Chad. Mark Twain said, "It's easier to fool people than it is to convince them they've been fooled." What a great quote. This was from over 100 years ago, and it's still true today. It might even be more true today. With social media, there are more experts in the world now than ever before. Seriously, just watch your news feed. You'll discover that your classmate who couldn't even pass a science test is now an expert on science. It's okay, I'm not going to go any further down that path. I'm just explaining that we're surrounded by people who believe what they're told, and if science proves them wrong, they still will not change their stance. Mark Twain was right.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Nothing can change the past, not even God. But with God's help, you can change how you look at the past and even how you feel about it. What happened in the past isn't what is destroying you. It's what you're doing to yourself because of the past. Stop punishing yourself. Stop blaming others or even God. Embrace the future with faith, and you'll be amazed at what God will do. Philippians 3 says, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind, I press on." Lord Jesus, help us to forget the past with its hurts and disappointments. Don't let them imprison us. Set us free to become all you've called us to be. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's give you some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2015, David Letterman hosts The Late Show with David Letterman for the last time. He hosted the show for 33 years. Stephen Colbert would be announced as his successor a week later. That happened back in 2015. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, Omar Apollo turns 27. Josh O'Connor turns 34. John Parody turns 39. Rachel Platten turns 43. Busta Rhymes turns 52. Timothy Oliphant turns 56. Earl Charles Spencer turns 60. Tony Goldwyn turns 64. And Cher, if you believe in love, turns 78 today, just in case we were wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's World Bee Day, Weight and Measures Day, International Clinical Trials Day, International Red Sneakers Day, National Band Directors Day. National Rescue Dog Day, National Be a Millionaire Day. Can you celebrate that one every day? I mean, that would be kind of a cool one. And National Pick Strawberries Day. So there you know. And, oh, yeah, National Quiche Lorraine Day, whatever the hell that means. Quiche, you know, what you need in your life, some quiche. There you go. What do you think? Yeah, some quiche. I said it. Let's talk about some whack facts real quick. In the classic novel, Frankenstein's creature clearly states that he is a vegetarian. According to a new study, most dogs reach peak cuteness between 6 to 8 weeks old. Ducks only lay large eggs early in the morning. Bees can fly higher than Mount Everest. Viking men wore more makeup. Yeah. Then I don't know who they wore more makeup then, but wore more makeup. In an ancient Egyptian or an ancient Egypt, people put dead mouse in their mouth to treat a toothache. Yummy. Sounds fantastic. So there you go. So what else? Okay, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. First rule of introvert club. There is no introvert club. Thank goodness. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the really great word that you like to drop into conversations whenever you get the chance? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 1 in 5 people use the cup holder in their car for this. What is it? Trash. That's what they use it for. So there you go. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to Radio Big exclusively for the next couple hours or so to talk about the world of music and entertainment. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus talking about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. The options are yours. You can stay on Safety FM or come with me to RadioBig.fm. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It is amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets credit. It is amazing what you can accomplish. Keep that in mind. Oh, I love those words. They're so important to talk about. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.